Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodam, Klau, Memtes, and we're looking at Simen Yud Beis. So Simen Yud Beis really requires one piece of background. Is we're going to see, Be'ezus Hashem, that there are halachas of kedima and brachas, that what if you have different types of foods with the same bracha, there's a seder adifus, there's a seder of order that we give what's referred to make the bracha on. One example is something which is the Zayin Minim. A person's eating fruits and he has one fruit, let's say an apple, which is not from the Zayin Minim. He's also planning to eat dates, so he should make the bracha on the Zayin Minim as opposed to on the apple. So that's one example. He has an apple and an orange, and he likes apples much more than oranges. He should make the bracha on the apple rather than the orange. It's the Milo of Choviv. So there are different milas. So now the question is, if he has two fruits in front of him and he's planning to eat both, and he makes the bracha on one, so the other one is included, and that's a general rule, does he need to have intent when he does, when he makes the bracha on one type of fruit, to include the other fruits? So the answer is sometimes yes and sometimes no, and that's what the Chayyam is going to touch on in this simen. So he has two items which have the same bracha. So whatever is considered the more chashuv one, in our example, the Shivas Aminim, you should make a bracha on that one, and then the other one will be included as well. Even though he did not have a specific intent when he made the bracha to include the non-Shivas Aminim fruits in the bracha, he just made the bracha stam, it is included. Avol im birach al zeh she'enu chashuv. However, if he picked up the other fruits and made the bracha on the non shivas aminim fruits, im kivan lifter gamas al chashuv is yotzah. If he had in mind when he made the bracha brepioetz on the apple to include the date, so he'll be yotzah. But if he had no, he was not thinking about the date when he made the bracha on the apple. The date is sitting in front of him. He is planning to eat it, but he did not think about it when he made the bracha. So it's a stam. So then, so he needs to make a new bracha on the chashuv, on the other. So he eats the apple and he wants to eat the date. He needs to make a bracha on the date. So there's a concept we call derech grora. Once you're making a bracha on one thing, it includes other things just automatically. That works from a chashuv type of item to a less chashuv type of item. However, from a less chashuv item to a more chashuv item, it does not work automatically. If he had intent, he had intent. If he did not have intent, it's not going to work automatically. That's called derech grora. Now, he should have made the bracha on the more chashuv, but he's saying he wasn't thinking. Vim tov ubirach al shenu chashuv, v'hi b'dai to lifter a chashuv. So he made the bracha on the chashuv, incorrectly so, realizing that it's a less chashuv, and making a bracha on that. He had in mind for the date as well. And then v'nizkar, and he realized that was the wrong thing to do. He should have made a bracha on the date. So he had in mind when he made the bracha on the apple to include the date, and therefore the date is included. But he wasn't thinking of the fact that was the wrong thing to do. Now he realized that he should have made a bracha on the date. He should not switch and say, okay, so I'll eat from the date first. That he shouldn't do. Because when he made the bracha, he had intent to eat the apple. That was what he's making the bracha on. So therefore, he should not switch and eat the date, even though what he did was improper. He should not try to rectify it by eating the date first. That's the wrong thing to do. Once he made the bracha on the apple, the correct thing to do is to eat the apple. And whatever he did wrong, it's too late to rectify it. Now, in the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, those of you who have Piskei Mishnah Berurah, he raises a question about what about the conflict between something which is more chashuv and something which is more choviv. What about that conflict? And we will talk about that in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.